Patient name, first name Kia, spelled K-I-A, last name McGowen, M-C-G-O-W-E-N. Date of birth, 9/3/04. Date of service, 10/15/22. This is an 18-year-old female. She's brought in by her mom. She complains of right wrist pain. Apparently, she is a cheerleader, and she was at a game last night when they participated in actually throwing another individual up into the air just for a short amount of distance, and then that person comes down, and this patient, Kia, along with another, will catch the patient as part of a typical cheerleading exercise. And she complains when she did that, she felt some right wrist pain. Also, she complains on pain upon movement, although she does have full range of motion. The pain was minimal to begin with and started to increase through the night. She didn't get home until midnight. However, this morning when she woke up, she said the pain was had increased substantially. She is here for evaluation of that today, period, in a paragraph. She's been generally well. She doesn't have any fever, shortness of breath, no activity intolerance other than what would hurt her right wrist at this point. No other complaint. I've done a complete review of systems with the mom just to be thorough, and there's no other issues that were brought forth, period, in a paragraph. Blood pressure 126 over 74, pulse 78, respiration 16. Afebrile, oxygenation 100%, allergies to penicillin products, current medication. She does take something for anxiety. She did not remember the name of it. Immunization status is current. She did have both doses of COVID vaccine. Period, new paragraph, medical history, anxiety, surgical history, negative social history. Lives with mom, dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. X-ray today was done of that right wrist. It was unremarkable, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, all within normal limits. Neck, no thyromyoglobinuria masses. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort has been displayed to me. Examination of the right wrist, it is symmetric with her left wrist. She does have pain upon palpation to the affected area on the right wrist. There is no bruising displayed, and she does have full range of motion but limited. Period, new paragraph. I've done an X-ray of that right wrist. Appears to be unremarkable. Diagnosis will be a right wrist sprain. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, right wrist sprain. Patient will be given an ACE wrap. Of course, we're going to wrap that in the office here today, and she will be given Motrin. 800 milligrams three times a day as needed, PRN pain number 30. I expect her pain to be diminished and for her to verbalize good improvement over the next several days. If that is not the case, I've asked her to return to clinic, period, new paragraph. Also asking her to keep a cold compress on that for at least an hour each day, period, new paragraph. I've explained the plan of care, and mom will return if she's not improving.